Welcome into Jaguars Live, presented by Everbank for the postgame report, joined by Pride of the Jaguars, Tony Boselli. Boy, what a thrilling win. 25-24 victory over the New York Giants. And talk about defense. Holy cow, in the second half, did they ever come alive?
What about the tail of two halves? I mean, the first half, the defense couldn't stop anybody. The run game was very effective for the Giants. They were on the field the entire first half. Offense was nothing but three and outs. And we looked at each other going into halftime, like, my goodness, I mean, something has to change, and boy, did it. That defense, I give them a lot of credit because as bad as it was, they didn't feel sorry for themselves. They came out as the veteran professional group that they are, and they played lights out, scoring twice, creating three and outs, another turnover to end the game. I mean, they were outstanding.
Yeah, I was looking at my notes here at the beginning of the second half, and here's the possessions by the Giants and how the defense reacted. The first one, Geno Hayes had a sack, caused fumble that JT Thomas recovered, so that's a defensive score. The next possession, the Giants are three and out. The one after that, a field goal. They got the ball on the plus side of the field and got no points out of it. Field goal was no good. Then they turn around, and all of a sudden they score again with Gross and Colvin. This defense was fantastic. And then to have the opportunity at the end of that ball game in which they took the lead and then send Eric Marsh to get the sack, caused fumble, his second sack of the game. Wow.
Well, it was outstanding. And then offensively, you looked at how much they were struggling. They had nothing going at all. They had no rhythm. They got a little something going after the defense got that defensive touchdown. They end up getting the score. They get right back into the game, take the lead. But then give them credit. When the game was on the line, after playing pretty poor for most of the game, Jed Fish, Blake Bortles, that offensive group, made plays. They made plays when it counted and put them in a position to win the game, and Josh Gobe did the rest. You know, listen, it's all about perseverance. You know, Gus talks about the process and playing, you know, the entire game and not worrying about the score and everything else. And it worked out that way because that was a group of guys, as bad as it was, who never stopped playing hard. And if you play hard for 60 minutes, good things are going to happen, and they did today.
Well, we were actually talking in the broadcast of the game, Eli Manning, when he put that drive together to get the field goal and then to get the go-ahead field goal at that point. Now, all of a sudden, that could have been his 32nd career game-winning drive. Well, Blake Bortles has an opportunity. He doesn't have any in his career. He's going for number one. And the drive you're talking about, 11 plays and 55 yards, and he did a lot of that on the ground and some of it with his arm to Marquise Lee,
yeah,
two young players.
Absolutely, two rookies making plays when it counted. And they did it in the midst of a holding call that both of us thought was a little bit questionable on Luke Joeckel, but they overcame that. The read zone, read option was outstanding. Blake Bortles tucked it a couple times and got around the corner and took advantage of a very aggressive New York Giants defense. Jason Pierre-Paul was not even paying attention to him, scooted out the left side, and set it up perfectly. They forced the Giants to use their timeouts at the end. It was perfect clock management, and they end up getting the victory, a victory that an hour and a half earlier, I don't think anybody in the entire world, nobody in the stadium, even us in the broadcast booth, probably wouldn't have thought it was going to end up this way.
No, because, I mean, you're talking about a 1-10 football team that goes in at halftime down 21-3, and I think that goes to a lot of the credit goes to Gus Bradley. And send Eric Marks presented the head coach with a game ball at the conclusion of this game.
Well, it's a great thing. Listen, those guys love Gus, and we've been around a lot and a lot of different situations and teams and coaches. And when you can keep guys playing hard when you're 1-10 and you're down 21-3, that's a testament to what his message is and how he handles himself. It's the largest comeback in the history of the Jaguars. They're down 21-0. They kept on fighting. They got it, found a way to get it done. And give everyone credit from the coaching staff all the way down to all the players.
But here's the reality. Even though you come away from this game feeling really good, okay, offensively you really only scored 12 points. The reality is they still got a lot of work to do on offense.
Well, listen, it's a work in progress, and I thought they'd be a little bit better today. And they started slow and never really got in a rhythm. You never had a sense that there was nothing working in the ground. Blake Bortles looked a little bit shaky. The offensive line didn't play great, and it wasn't all the time just getting beat one-on-one. The blitz game, they didn't pick it up. The Giants end up with 7 sacks. They only had 18 coming into the game. And so that's frustrating. There's a lot of stuff to clean up. But you know this, Jeff. How much easier it is to clean up mistakes after a win? It feels better,
I can tell you that.
It feels better. It looks better. And just a little bit more positive out of the with the attitude and the energy in the building.
Did coming home help? I mean, because, you know what, this football team has been away from Everbank Field here for a long time.
It helped me.
It helped me too.
I got to sleep in my bed last night, so that was nice. I think always playing at home. It was a good crowd. They were into it. A little hesitant. I thought the crowd was early to really get excited because they're like, I'm not sure what
they
see.
They did get excited on the first down, though.
Yeah, that was a bit of a mocking cheer. In the second half, though, they came alive. They responded to the defense. They fed off each other, and it was a great atmosphere in the stadium at the end of that game.
some issues that this football team is going to be dealing with heading forward, a couple significant injuries. A couple that did return, Leroy Reynolds and Alan Hearns return, but the three guys who did not, Andre Branch, appears to have maybe tweaked that groin that he just came back from, first game active. The one that's of, I think, significant concern is Austin Pasdor with a hamstring. When they came back and talked about him and said he is out, and he's a starting right tackle for the Jaguars. And also special teams linebacker Kerry Ford, who the Jaguars signed off of the Cincinnati Bengals practice squad not too long ago. Three guys that certainly going forward going to have to watch closely. The most significant one, probably Austin Pasdor right now.
Yeah, without a doubt. We were watching the play, and it was hard to tell what the injury was. Was it a shoulder, the way he reached? Nothing rolled, no ankles and stuff. And we come to find out it's a hamstring. He was sitting on the wide rusher, Robert Ayers, and you could tell immediately that he was very uncomfortable. Josh Wells came in and did a good job. And he's going to have to get ready to play because depending on how significant that hamstring injury is will determine how long. Now, the good news is this. As an offensive lineman, it's not like it's Marquise Lee or, you know, Dwayne Grotz or one of these speed guys that has to really open it up. Us big guys, you know, we can manage that a little bit better as long as, you know, as long as he's comfortable driving.
Depends on what level.
That's exactly right. But if it's a bad hamstring, it's going to have to be Josh Wells.
All right. Thank you, Tony. We're going to kick you out of here and bring in Sit.
Come on in.
Safety, strong safety, free safety, anything safety, Jonathan Cipri. Congratulations on the win.
Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot.
Defensively, last week against the Indianapolis Colts, you guys were able to put together a good first half. In today's game, first half not so good, down at halftime, 21-3. But, boy, what you guys were able to do in the second half, amazing.
Yeah, it was kind of great. You know, we played the type of defense that we want to play. We're aggressive. We had some turnovers both in the back end and with our great D linemen getting to the pass rusher.
The thing that surprised me the most was that you're down 21-3. You're a 1-10 football team, but you come out in the second half with great energy.
Yeah, you know, you contribute that to the culture and the guys, you know, sticking together. You know, we went in there and said, you know what? We're down 18, and that's not a score where you can go out there and just, it's an automatic lose. You're going out there to get back in the game and win, and that's what we did. And I was proud to see that out of everybody, offense and defense.
The defensive line, linebacking core, the guys that were able to put the pressure on Eli Manning, not a sack in the first half, but the pressure they were able to put on Eli Manning and the opportunity there at the end of the ball game to close it out. Boy, those guys are feeling good about themselves today, I bet.
Yeah, they should, man. They should. You know, you want to celebrate every victory, enjoy it. You know, it's hard to get one in the NFL. So when you do, you want to celebrate the victories out there.
The Giants have a marquee wide receiver, certainly after what happened last Sunday night in Odell Beckham Jr., who had that amazing catch. I'm sure you saw it. When the Giants were struggling there a little bit at the beginning of the second half, they were able to put a little bit of a drive together. What kind of a player is Odell Beckham Jr.? And I know he's exciting for me to watch.
Oh, he's a real good player. You know, he has a good job as catching the ball and you know, making moves after the ball. You know, he can extend a play after he gets the ball and make something out of nothing sometimes.
You got 4 weeks left. Your personal goal for this football team in 4 weeks that remain?
Try to contribute the most I can. Give it all you got and try to end these last four with some victories so we can roll it on to next season.
Jonathan, thank you.
All right, thanks.
That'll do it for us here on Jaguars Live, presented by Everbank. The Jaguars victorious 25-14 over the New York Giants.